Nice. We can use either of those. We can stop that. Oh, jeez. Wait, close the window.
Oh, jeez.
Quick, before it's too late. That's fun.
Okay, cool.
Hello, listener.
All right, everybody.
Hi. How are we today?
After a very serious election episode.
Fuck. Joe Biden's president. Elect.
As of right now, Trump is fighting his way to retain his dictatorship.
That's not what this is about.
It's
we're going to talk about something more real than that.
More real.
It's objectively.
Yep.
Today's episode. Well, we always do this like we're revealing it, but you've seen the title. Today's episode's on video games. Video games. I know what you're thinking. Video games? What is there to say about that? Well, we're going to find out. We're going to find out today. I don't know. I'll say a word on video games.
Do your thing.
I think they're interesting, right? It's entertainment, so we should treat it as such. I think it's really easy, just like with television, to like binge it, and that's not a good thing.
Sure.
But like having it be a hobby, having it be a couple hours a week or something like that is no problem. It can be social. It can be challenging. It's an enticing form of entertainment. And there's a bunch more things I'd say. That's kind of my two cents on video games, like just as a general concept.
Mm-hmm.
And what about you?
Since I was like 7, I think, I've liked video games. The first thing that I had, which I'll ask you as well, mm-hmm. what was the first experience playing video games? The first thing that I had access to really was when I was really young, maybe even younger than 7. My grandparents at their cottage on Seneca Lake had mm-hmm. this little tiny like Galaga arcade thing.
Nice.
But it was like a miniature thing.
Yeah, like plug it into the TV.
No.
Oh, like it's a handheld.
It's like a handheld.
Wow.
But like it was like a little, maybe it was like this big. I don't know. I'll find a picture, but
that's cool.
It's like a little Galaga thing, and I was like, this is fun. And then after that, I moved on to Game Boy Color.
Adorable. I can imagine you're like 5, Galaga, boom, boom, boom.
Yes.
That's kind of funny. For me, I'd say there was the big three for video games for me when I was younger. As a young kid, and these were all available to me by the time I was like 4, with the exception of the third one. The first two were Nintendo 64.
Yep.
And an original Xbox. Those were the two that we had my whole life, my whole childhood. So I used to play games like Zapper, which is like a weird deep cut for Xbox. Crash Bandicoot.
Classic.
Mario 64. Mario Kart. The original Mario or the 64 Mario Kart. There's a lot of that stuff. Legend of Zelda when I was a little older.
Yeah.
And then I also got a Game Boy when I was a kid. So I used to play a lot of Pokemon. A lot of Pokemon.
I was really jealous of kids that had Game Boy Advances.
I eventually did get a Game Boy Advance when I was like 9. Yeah. My sister and I shared a Game Boy Advance, which was always super fucking frustrating. If you're watching this, Julian, I know you're not.
The funny part is I had a DS Lite that could play Game Boy games.
DS Lite?
Yeah.
If I had a DS Lite or not.
Yeah.
I don't know the names.
I had a black shiny.
Damn. Matte black or whatever.
No, not matte.
Like, what is it?
It was just the glossy.
I don't know any. You guys are learning. I know nothing.
I saved.
Just
so
words.
I had glossy. That Game Boy Color from a, it was like a lime green Game Boy Color from a garage sale. It was like $10 or something.
You should spray paint it.
It came with Disney Kart Racing. So
dude,
you could play as like
Disney Kart.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Like Mickey Mouse and Pluto and all that shit.
Okay.
And then I saved up $120 for a DS Lite for myself.
Where the fuck did you get $120?
Allowance over like 6 months.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
You're a man of culture.
Yeah. And then I think my first game was a SpongeBob game.
Dude, SpongeBob Battle for Bikini Bottom?
It might have been.
Get a little hard hat on in the...
Maybe.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Let's get into some generals, because not everyone likes video games, so like talking about our specific video games is only so interesting, I'm sure. What... So, I guess there's a few, like, cultural aspects to video games we should talk about. The first one, not being the most obvious of the few options, but the first one I would say is, like, video games have changed a lot
over
the decades.
Have.
What do you think is like, what do you think the impact of how different it is today versus, like, when my dad was playing Leisure Suit Larry in the 80s? Mm-hmm. Like, what do you think the difference is, like, in terms of how it affects people and culture?
I think there's a lot more out there. So there's a lot more communities centered around individual games, and there's also a lot of people out there, more than there were in the 70s mm-hmm. or whatever. So with the internet as well, there's this opportunity for people to, like, make money with it, and you know, the whole esports thing sure. with Fortnite, and you get to move up in a tournament and you get viewers, and it's a whole, you can have a job doing that. Mm-hmm. It's entertainment the same way that a cooking channel is entertainment.
Yes.
It's just, you're supporting this person and following what they do, and you watch their content, you know?
Yes.
So I think it's really cool. And with a lot of the different kinds of video games now today, I mean, like, over the last year, you have a bunch, and there's a lot of traffic going to them as well because of COVID. Everybody's inside. There was actually just, I saw that there was, like, a government motion, like, somebody appealed to a lot, like, providing people that have to be distanced, like, quarantined, with free video games.
That's crazy.
Which is ridiculous. But it's like a thing that they're doing. Yeah. Because you have to spend your time inside.
I think about, like, I think that's the, you hit the nail on the head. Like, that's the biggest aspect, is, like, there's more out there now. So yeah. There's a something for everybody. Like, right. if you want to, like, video games, there is something. There is, like, cool, slow strategy games. There's yes. shooting games. There's, like, lifestyle type games, there's like the casual. Sims and yeah. stuff. Yeah, there's the casual stuff. And so I think that is a big benefit, is that it's not like a niche thing anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Similar to like superheroes, but even more so, because superheroes is tropes to the genre and stuff.
Yeah.
But like with video games, it's like this wide medium, and it used to not be. I was just thinking about comic books being mm-hmm. a medium that was for a niche audience that's now for a broader audience.
Right.
Even more so with video games, because it's not stuck to like panels and reading. It's like a, right. it's a video game. So it's interactive television, but that's very addictive too.
It is.
Because you're not sitting idly by, you're involved, and they usually stack up thousands of little achievements and things to do to keep you entertained. And that's why stuff like Untitled Goose Game is popular. It's just you doing things. It's just you moving around doing things, checklist style.
Completing fake tasks.
It's the most basic video game in the world. But it's interesting because it's different.
Right.
And so people like it. I think that, and I think that's the interesting part about video games in the modern day. You were going to say something.
Yeah, I think on a psychological level, too, there's a point where, to contrast television and movies, it's you have these buttons in front of you, and every time you press a button, the system does something, and then it gives you a sensory experience, and a little dopamine is released, and mm-hmm. then you keep playing it because you keep pressing those buttons.
You did it upgrade.
So it's just, to a certain level, I mean, unless you like really like television or movies or something, or you just do all of it, a lot of times that's why you continue playing a game, is because you keep getting these little like, oh, I did that, mm-hmm. I did this, and then this happened, and you have the power to make those decisions.
Interestingly, I think we have, I've always played a lot of video games my whole life. Yeah. Right now, I'm currently playing less than I ever have. Like, I used to play them all the time, computer games and PlayStation, Xbox, all these different video games, by myself most of the time, too. I was very much a solo gamer, because a lot of my friends had PlayStations when I had an Xbox, or a lot of the games mm-hmm. I liked, other people didn't like Rocket League and stuff like that. And I've stopped playing video games almost completely. The one game I do still play is Call of Duty, which is funny, because I hadn't played Call of Duty in years.
Yeah,
the reason I do it, it's only been since quarantine started, and it was originally, and it still is to a point with our friend, but originally it was to talk to you, because you were gone, and talk to our friend, essentially, Oils, Trevor R. Gross.
He gets kills.
Boom, boom, boom. And it's, we kind of like, we'll play it. It's a fun way to like, it's like Warzone. So it's the three of us like coordinating strategy.
It's a team
together, team based, cloud, whatever. But half of it's just us being able to talk to them.
Exactly.
Spend time together.
Making jokes.
Yeah. So I think that's a part of video games that's underrated for a lot of people, especially people that don't play them, is like, it is a good social outlet. It's not as good as real life though. So when you're a kid and stuff, I don't think it's good to proponent of kids playing all their time on video games,
because
it is still not as good as just like hanging out with the person.
Right, right. It has to be supplementary.
Yeah, but if we're like, you know, 30 and I see you three times a year, but we can sit down and like play video games. That's a good way for us to like have shared experience. Yeah, definitely. More than just talking about what you're doing individually, what I'm doing individually on the phone. It's like we're doing something together over a vast distance. It's a great way to maintain some, it's not the same thing, but it's a great way to maintain some sort of constant like connection on a mutual topic. You know,
you're bonding with a person through strategizing, and this is specific to
those kind of games specifically, but yeah.
But those, I mean, those are in the last 5 years of my life, the most games that I've played. I guess maybe even 10 years of my life. That kind of leads into a question I had for you.
Yeah, go for it.
What are some of your favorite games ever?
Yeah.
Like two or three of them? Maybe a couple different times.
Legacies,
a couple different types, rather.
Yeah, I'll say the first one I have to say is Mario 64, Mario Kart.
Nice.
Mario Kart 64. Yeah. I still have my Nintendo 64. I love Mario Kart 64. I play it all the time over the years. I like Mario Kart a lot as a game. It's kind of easy but fun. And I like I know the maps really well, and I like the game, the way the cars move and stuff in 64
It's
a lot.
An interesting way.
Most of my friends don't like it, but I grew up on it, so I like it a lot.
I grew up on Mario Kart Wii.
I'm trying to think of what. I played a lot of Mario Kart Wii as well.
Yeah.
What else? Like two other good ones. I would say another one of my favorite games is PUBG, Players Unknown Battlegrounds. I used to, it sucks now I don't play it anymore because it's just like bots and like hackers and stuff. They totally sold the game out a little bit.
Sure.
But for a few years, and I maintain, it's the best like battle royale game ever made.
Yeah.
Easily. Huge map. And it's like so versatile. Way bigger than Verdansk, man. Like, they did a map comparison size, and it's like so much bigger. Like Fortnite map's the size of like four towns. It's just crazy. Like, it's a really fun game, but it's like this big sprawling game and I used to play it all the time. And what I would do is I'd play it with strangers. I'd have three strangers. So I'd be talking to people from all over the country, all over the world, making friends, people that speak different languages.
Yes, definitely.
And I thought it was the funnest part because you'd spend 30 minutes in a game. If you played well, it was like 25, 30 minute games.
Yeah.
So you'd be spending like 30 minutes with strangers and you might match up multiple times and stuff. So like there's a couple people I met where it's like, I spent like 4 hours, this one guy from like Texas, and we were just like homies all night and played with different random people, two of us were together all night.
That's dope.
So much fun.
Yeah.
I've had people I had a guy recognize, he's like, oh, I've played with you before. I remember your name. Like, I remember my username.
Yeah, yeah.
And just, so that was always so fun.
Yes, definitely.
And that was one of my favorite games for that reason, I think. And then I guess I'd have to say, I guess I'm kind of torn. I've played a lot of Rocket League.
Mm-hmm. Rocket League's
hundreds
fun.
Of hours of Rocket League. I don't like it anymore really too much. I played a lot of it.
Yeah.
But I used to play it all the time. Smoke a little, do some classical, play video games, play that for a while. Or Pokemon, because that was like my whole childhood. Like from 6 to 13, I played Pokemon all the time.
I was never into those.
Halo? No, Halo. It has to be Halo.
Yeah.
It has to be Halo. Me and Ethan just play it all the time. I've played every Halo game like 30 times over. I've maxed Halo out. It has to be Halo.
Okay,
sorry,
cool.
It has to be.
You're good, man.
That was a lot. Go for
you're
go
good.
For years.
So I jotted down a couple of mine. I split mine up into my overall favorite, which is pretty recent, and then my favorite shooter.
Okay.
So I'll go with the shooter first. Black Ops 2.
Nice.
Call of Duty.
Classic.
Like, I liked the first Black Ops a lot because that's the game that got me into Call of Duty.
Sure.
With the zombies and the multiplayer was very straightforward and it's very classic game to me.
Mm-hmm.
But Black Ops 2 was cool because it was the same kind of style but with a futuristic spin, and they didn't go too hard into that yet.
I remember that.
With Black Ops 3 or 4, it was just like, it was just, it's yeah, these guns
bit.
Don't really exist, but...
It could be modern.
Yeah.
Like if we put more money into if we modernized weapons tech and like utilized that, we probably have those things.
Oh yeah.
But if we utilized advanced weapons technology, that it could happen today.
It's funny too because it was set in 2025. I think the game came out in like 2013. No, maybe a couple years before that. Anyway, And it looks pretty similar now.
Sure.
Looking back, like some of the guns are probably real or at least similar.
Could be.
Yeah,
real.
Yes, yeah. So that's that. I like that game a lot. It was very classic, well made. My favorite overall is Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild.
Nice.
I got into that game 2 or 3 years ago. And I have a follow-up question based on consoles. But I got the Nintendo Switch, and it's super fun. You can just play it on the TV, and it's so expansive. The map is huge, open world. You can do really anything. You can, like, cook and climb and fight and do all these things. And it's just an explorative game.
Sure.
You get to explore this whole land, and there's different dangers and, like, opportunities, and it's a really cool game. So
you should get into Fallout.
Yeah,
Fallout's more serious. It's more serious.
But I don't like the game style. Like, I don't like the
Bethesda's, like, style.
No, I don't like Bethesda. Okay, I've played a handful of Bethesda games. Like, I've played a little bit of Elder Scrolls and a little bit of Fallout.
It's slow. It's kind of it's specific as shit. So I understand. Yeah. It is a specific style of game. What was your follow-up question?
Yeah, so I know that you've mentioned a few different gaming consoles, ways to play. What has been your favorite over the years?
Well, I am an Xbox kid at heart.
Yeah.
Xbox broke my heart, though, with Xbox One. They just, like, PlayStation's already on the rise. There's a lot of benefits to PlayStation.
Uh-huh.
And even just, like, the way the monetary system works, like, a lot of stuff's free. Like, you don't have to pay, I don't think, to have, like, Netflix. But, like, back in the day on Xbox 360, if you didn't have gold, you couldn't get Netflix.
Weird.
Yeah, back in the day. Not anymore. That's really weird. I don't think anymore, but back in the day, that was the case. So there was some stuff like that that was already better. And then the Xbox One just sucked. They, like, got rid of all those games weren't split-screen anymore, and they just didn't release a lot of good titles. That was, like, one of a lot of their main titles. Like, the flagship Halo for the new one was not good.
Halo Reach. 5
or whatever. Oh. No, Halo Reach, one of the best multiplayer experiences ever.
Okay.
So Xbox bit the dust hard, but, like, overall, in terms of years, for a majority of my life, I would say that was my favorite console. So that's what I'd probably say is my favorite in terms of just not recently at all. Not in the last 5 years.
Yeah.
But, like, age 4 to 2015, maybe when I was 4 years old to maybe when I was 15 years old, I was, like, straight up consistently, Xbox is better. Xbox is the move. I love Xbox. So that's, I think I have to say that.
You know? Yeah, yeah.
But PC's the best.
Yeah, I yeah.
And then in recent years, it's been PC. Yeah, so that's my two.
Yeah, I'd probably go with, I had a PS3. I may have told the story on here. Essentially, my dad got us a PS3 one day. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, oh, awesome, cool. And then I would play the PS3 for a few years until the PS4 was released. And I saved up, sold my PS3, my Rock Band gear, all my games and everything, just so I could, just by the skin of my teeth, get the PS4 and bring home that nice blue box.
You sold the PS3?
Sold the PS3.
The one your dad got? It had effectively become yours at that point?
I had talked with him about it.
Yeah, but effectively, you were like, hey, if we do this, we can get the PS4. And he's like, fine, I don't use it anyways. Yeah,
also, it does the same thing as the PS3. Mm-hmm.
If he wants to use it, he still can.
Yeah, my dad's thing when we got it was we were at Target, and he just picked it up, and he's like, yeah, we need a Blu-ray player, and this plays games. So it effectively, it wasn't
a difference to him. Getting you a little gift. Effectively, he was getting you a gift.
Yes.
Sweetheart.
But also, he was getting himself a gift. So that's kind of... A little bit. But anyway... I love the PS4. It's just a classic. I think it's made PlayStation rise up to the top in the last few years. It'll be interesting to see PS5 and Xbox coming soon.
We will see, man.
Yeah. It's kind of the hot topic
this
week. We
got to talk about one thing.
Okay.
I don't know what the time check is.
I also wanted to mention the Switch as another favorite.
Switch is another favorite.
We're at 19 minutes.
Yeah. Are video games harmful? What's your opinion on that? It's a big topic. You have to talk a lot of things
to
this podcast. Is video games, do you think they encourage violence? Do you think they're harmful? What are the negatives of video games? What should we talk about in terms of video games?
Okay. Yeah. So I'll try to keep a concise answer.
Yeah, it's tough.
It's all dependent on the types of games that you play and how you play them, I think. So if you're playing Animal Crossing, but you're playing it all day, it's probably not the best thing for you. Even if, so like, and there's also the violent games you mentioned, and those are the more controversial ones because it's violent.
Shooting
and
things.
Yeah, you're shooting people. It's, and you can't mince words there. You're shooting people in these games.
Not real, but they're people.
Yeah. Hey, GTA, you're killing pedestrians half the time. So it's just, With that, I understand the controversy for sure, but there's a level where there's a reason why they're rated at all.
Mm-hmm.
They're rated M so that hopefully when people get their hands on them, they're able to understand that this is fake and go from there, you know, and it's not an okay thing to do in real life. But that's not how the M games work anymore. A lot of times there's people like myself, the older kids, that are getting Animal Crossing because it's like fun. It's an escape kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also play Call of Duty, but you log on to Call of Duty and you hear so many children's voices.
Of course. Yeah. A lot of 12-year-olds.
Exactly.
Play.
So
their parents don't care.
Yeah. But that is kind of ironic because I feel like the kids, the parents that don't care might have to worry about it more if these kids are playing these games at a young age a lot. Because that's the environment that they're surrounding themselves with.
And that's my opinion on it. I think that all forms of entertainment and media have a desensitizing effect, but even more so, they have humans are so social. And so even if I experience something negative and explain it to you, mm-hmm. to a point, you're going to be more wary of that in the future. Like if I talk about a car accident with you, you're going to be more wary in the future potentially. What changes, though, is when you can see it.
Yes.
And you can see it intimately, either in a first-person perspective in a video game, or even, let's say, it's a heartbreaking movie and you're in the room with them during the fight. If television and film didn't exist, young people wouldn't know anything about heartbreak in terms of what it looks like. Because we would never be able to see what it looks like to have a couple in their room screaming at each other, fighting. It wouldn't be a thing.
You would either experience it through your family, your friends, or
in
yourself.
In real life,
yeah.
Which is real, so there's no way for it to be faked or maneuvered. So it is real. So when you experience it, it's actually experiencing it. When you're experiencing things like a video game or things like music, television, film, any of it, two things are happening simultaneously. It is giving you the ability to know things that didn't actually happen to you,
mm-hmm.
which is good in a way because you can learn. We probably know more about heartbreak because we see it more.
Yeah.
Just like with violence, if you see it more, you're going to know more about it. So on the one hand, there's a desensitizing effect of like my dad gets freaked out by stuff that I'll never get freaked out by because I've seen that blood before. It's
right,
fine.
Right.
That's the one. The two is when it's manipulative, right? When it's false. So like in a great example is like Call of Duty, where it's you're shooting people, but all of the realities of what you're doing aren't there. It doesn't feel real. It's not realistic.
Right.
It's also showing you war without showing you actual war.
And the way that you maneuver throughout the game is there's sliding, there's jumping, there's switching weapons quickly. It's not how it
Fast, easy, respawns. Yeah. There's no consequences.
You reload and the bullets from the last magazine automatically go into a new clip. And you don't have to.
Imagine if it's real. Yeah. Imagine if it was realistic and it was like you shoot someone like three times, twice. They're fucking screaming. They're dying. It's horrible.
That is kind of like Rainbow Six Siege, though.
More?
Yes.
But again, not really any of these video games do it. Like Justice. You don't want to do Justice. We're not fun.
No. Yeah.
Justice is sad. Justice is horrifying. And that's, I think, the crux of that argument of even if it's not inherently going to make people more violent, it's going to make you more okay with certain things.
Yeah.
And so for a small percentage of the population, a very small percentage, that desensitization might speed up or enhance already troublesome tendencies.
Right.
And so a kid that's already going to be a violent kid, if they're playing games they can be violent, may see themselves falling, like getting a habitual addiction to that.
Mm-hmm.
And it might make it worse. Maybe. Maybe it'll make it better.
Yeah.
Instead of beating some kid up, he's going to play Call of Duty. Who knows? But
here's the rub, though. It's you can't really control those. It's just kind of a product of the culture, you know? It sucks, but, you know, it's...
Culture's violent.
Yeah.
We've always had violence. It's just for the first time ever that violence is fake.
And you can enact it.
Like
in a virtual
world. Like films, video games show violence. Before that, though, there was public executions. People would always go to public executions and things. People need a violent escape because I think we're, as human beings, like...
We have to understand.
Grew up on violence. Back in the day, everyone was tribal killing things. We don't do that. People need the escape. They used to do it with real people.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, it's fake. You can get it easier, but it's fake.
Yeah.
Pro and con, in my opinion there.
But yeah.
Hell yeah.
Good to talk about. Video games are something that I've loved throughout my entire life. And I think
they're a strange concept.
Even to people that weren't super into it as kids, you know, there's like my girlfriend plays Animal Crossing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And she played a few games here and there as a kid, but it's on the rise normally just amongst people, especially during the past few months.
There's room for anybody.
Yes, there's a game
complete room for
everyone.
Get Nintendogs.
Yeah. But yeah, so with the release of the new Xbox and PS5, this is pretty topical.
Yeah,
so
it's coming out. They're coming out soon, yeah?
PS5's out today.
Wow.
Xbox, I didn't realize, was out like yesterday.
Damn, yeah, this is topical. Yeah. So awesome.
If you're getting those, have fun. Hope that they're a good thing.
If not, keep tuning in to Sundays at the Station, where we talk about a whole manner of topics. Thank you guys for joining us today. It's been fun.
I'm Justin.
I'm John, if we didn't get to that earlier, which you didn't. And have a nice night. Start shooting people. I'm going to take off my clothes. Turn it off quick. Turn it off before it's too late. Oh, God. Oh, shit. Oh yeah.